Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is James Glory in Denbighdale, Kirklees, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. This is the way. Walk ye in it. I want to talk about new starts and preparedness and walking into the things that are prepared for you. Now, bear with me. In John 21, after Jesus had been crucified and he'd only appeared a couple of times to them, after a small time elapsed, the disciples went back to fishing. Now think about that. They'd seen the risen Son of God. They'd seen the miracles. They'd seen all the things that Jesus had done. Yet they went back to fishing. Now this could be related to me. For example, I move away. I get away from all the troubles as you followed an audiobook. And what if I just come and sit here and twiddle my thumbs and expect nothing to happen? Do you know, I just sit around. Then I'm going to go back to doing what I used to do. You see, it's important that we understand that Ephesians 2 tells us that we're created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God has ordained we should walk in. Yes, you have to be confident. He has prepared a way. And today we need to step forward into our new life, our new experience, and the new things that God has prepared for us with boldness and excited anticipation. Now, many addicts, many people who come out of prison, many people who maybe leave relationships and stuff, they sit around, twiddle their thumbs, and it stands to reason they are going to incline back to the things that they know best. It's human nature. Now, the good thing is that we have these good works created. Now, it says to us in the Bible, this is the way, walk ye in it. Surely it's acceptable and believable that if you follow these steps, you prosper. God cannot lie. And these paths will certainly be paved with peace, prosperity, and they are sanctified steps of certain security. Remember, the disciples went back to fishing. Do you want to go back to fishing today? For example, this morning I'm going to join a male voice choir. Oh yes, James Glory, hallelujah, James going to sing, hallelujah, James, this morning. But it's because I know I'm not foolish enough to think that I can come away to Yorkshire to make a new start and just sit around and twiddle my thumbs. I need to walk into the good works that God hath ordained. Not let them come and hit me, because it doesn't work that way. I need to take a step into these good works. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 85, and this is for you. Yes, if you walk into these steps, it says, yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall increase, yield her increase. Increase! Hallelujah! If I walk into what God has prepared for me today, increase, increase. Do you want to be like the disciples today and go back to fishing? Or do you want to walk into the good works that God hath ordained for you? Please today, audio boo, I really want you to know that God cannot lie, and these are promises that the land shall yield her increase. Be confident in what Christ Jesus has done today. Walk into those good works that he hath ordained. Don't be afraid of making the break. You've heard that God's turned up for me. You know what's happened to me. I've made the break, and now I'm going to walk into the good works that God has ordained. I'm not foolish enough to think that I can sit around, twiddle my thumbs, and sit back on my laurels. I want that to be the message today. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Don't be like the disciples and go back to fishing. Instead, let's walk into the good works that God has ordained for us. Hallelujah. And then enjoy the land as it yields her increase. This is James Glory, Denbighdale, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.